إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we ask Allah's guidance and assistance, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evil within our souls and the consequences of our bad deeds. Verily, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whosoever Allah allows to go astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. May Allah exalt his mention, grant him peace, his wives, companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah the way He deserves it, and do not die except in the state of Islam, submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As to what follows, it happened again. It happened again, and it may happen again over and over until we change. We thought this happens once in one's lifetime. This happens once every century. This happens once in every 20, 30 years, but no. It's been only 1 year and some months since it happened, and we thought we would never see it again. And if we don't do the necessary, it may continue to afflict us, whether in the form of a flood or excessive rain, or it could be an earthquake, or it can be the taking over of our enemy, or it could be any other means of punishment which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decrees by His will, not by natural causes. It's by Allah's will and leave and command that every drop of rain falls from the sky. Nothing acts independently. Every single event in the exact manner in which it took place was predetermined and predecreed and preordained by Allah. Many people don't even understand the most basic concept, and they think it's nature. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who created nature. And nature, like everything else, is submitting to Allah. And what I mean by everything else is the creation. As for human beings, then needless to say, not all of them submit to Allah willingly. They submit to Allah's law unwillingly. They have no choice. They can't control life. They can't control death. They can't control the nature. But in terms of them submitting to Allah as Muslims, they do not submit. They are part of the reason behind the calamities which have been befalling the human beings all over the globe. And we are having our share because we are having our share of sin and disobedience. We would like to look into this event as usual from the Quran and the Sunnah strictly, because in them is light and guidance and understanding, and in anything else is deviance, misguidance and darkness. And we will never truly understand the essence of anything until we refer back to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Quran and authentic Sunnah in this day and time. What does Allah say concerning these natural occurrences and events? Listen clearly because it will answer your question. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. الله أكبر. Clear like the sun for those who have vision. As for the blind, they will never see. Corruption, mischief, calamities, earthquakes, floods, you name it, tornadoes have appeared في البر والبحر, on land and in the seas and the oceans. Why? بما كسبت أيدي الناس, because of what people have earned with their hands. And as the scholars say, the hands were used because this is the most common limb which we use. Otherwise it could be with other body parts. The idea is what people have earned, human beings. Why? لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. So Allah may make them taste part of what they have done. Part, بَعْض, a portion of it. Otherwise, if Allah was to deal with us equally, meaning for the amount of our sins, we were to receive a calamity, I will not be here giving a khutbah, and you will not be here listening to me now. We would have been exterminated. But it's as Allah said, بعض الذي عملوا. What is the objective behind all of that? لعلهم يرجعون. Perhaps, maybe, they will return. The intellectual person amongst us is the one who sees in this calamity a sign from Allah. وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. Allah said in Surah Al-Isra, and we only send the signs as means of scaring the people. Allah intends to scare us. While you're driving down the street and everything was normal, all of a sudden you find yourself in a river. And it's the last moments of your life. And I saw with my eyes on video someone drowning in the rain which came on the 26th of January. He was on the top of his car, people were on the side trying to throw a rope for him, and by the time he came near to the people who could save him by Allah's will, he was on top of the car flipped over him, crushed him, and then he was seen just flowing away with the rest of the things going away. This could have been you or me. This could have been any one of us here, or any one of our family members. But Allah decreed that we remain alive. However, in that which happened is a lesson. A lesson so that we may prepare for that moment. A lesson that we may return to Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We need to fear Allah. But you know what happens? The human beings have become so wicked. It has been, the situation was the other way around. The other way around. While this calamity is taking place, and you think everyone should be in the state of begging Allah, hoping for mercy, thieves went out to rob cars. In the midst of the calamities, the wicked have no job to do, no people to help, no assistance to offer, no one to care for, they went to rob cars. Taxi drivers, wicked taxi drivers were offering people for a 10 meter drive, 250 riyals. They were asking for 250 riyals to take you from point A to point B. Is this a Muslim? Is this a Muslim who loves for his brother what he loves for himself? At the time of calamity, you want to take advantage of those who are distressed? But this is the situation. Not only we don't do لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, no, يَنْفِرُونَ, we turn away further. We get even more evil and more wicked. People listen to more music, watch more TV, and disobey Allah more, while these continue to take advantage of the needy. And we expect change. And we expect safety from Allah. Which safety is going to come towards us? People of Jeddah in particular. Wicked Jeddah. Compared to other parts of the Mamlaka, it is known for the spread of corruption beyond what is known in other parts of the Mamlaka. Particularly Jeddah, and we get our share. Equal.
equal recompense, jaza'an, wifaqa. Allah did not wrong us, Allah did not oppress us, we oppress ourselves. We oppress ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jal had given us these signs and warnings so we may take heed. And brothers in Islam, we have two responsibilities. Because some say, I'm doing fine. The first responsibility is that you do fine. You yourself rectify your condition, you better your relationship with Allah, and you become a better Muslim. Obeying Allah and His Messenger all the way. And Allah knows best how many of us are carrying that out in their lives. Allah knows how many of us are really on the Quran and the Sunnah. How many of us can be labeled as Birr, Rajul Bar, a righteous person, Taqi, a pious person. Allahu A'lam, how many of us can be labeled like that? And let's be honest with ourselves. In this masjid here, how many of us could be labeled before Allah in Allah's sight as righteous people? Allah knows best. Allah knows if one of us could be qualified, even one. Because today, our perception of righteousness has become limited to praying 5 times a day and fasting the month of Ramadan and paying zakah at some point in time. This is not righteousness. This is the minimum requirements. This is the minimum which we're supposed to do. Besides that or beyond that or below that, we're not even real Muslims. How many of us are righteous? And assume, mashallah, tabarakallah, one of us has it all right. He's following the Quran and the Sunnah, every command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he's able to carry out, he's carrying out. The second responsibility is those who are around us. What are we doing concerning those who are around us? How much enjoining the good and forbidding the evil are we really doing? How many of us can be qualified to be among those whom Allah said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You were the best nation ever produced to people. You enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah. How many of us are stopping the evil around us? This remains to be the quality of the minority, the very selected few. Many people today are either too shy or too weak, or they don't have enough iman to stop the evil around them. So they go to the shopping mall and they see this boy trying to hit on this girl, and they see this person smoking a cigarette, and they see this woman with half hijab, and they say absolutely nothing. They're weak, they're afraid, they don't have enough iman to believe in Allah and rely upon Him and stop the people from their evil. Speak. We must do it. If we don't do it, then we may be punished again. And the next time around, it may afflict our homes and our family and our children. And we will be the one who suffer. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوَنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُصَلِّتَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِهِ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. By the one whose soul is in his hand, you shall enjoin the good and you shall forbid the evil. Otherwise Allah is soon to send down a punishment upon you. Then you will supplicate and He will not respond to you. If we don't start doing it, then we may be next in line. This change must happen. We must realize what we are seeing before our eyes. These are signs from Allah. These are signs from Allah for us to return to Allah, to remember Allah, fear Allah, my brothers in Islam. Enough negligence, enough disobedience, enough rejecting Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while we say every day, Allah knows how many times, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has become a statement that is meaningless in the lives of many. They only know how to say it, but they cannot live up to it. And we need to say it and live up to it. otherwise we may be next in line. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us understanding of the deen and help us act upon the reminders so we may save ourselves from the torment of this dunya and the torment of the life to come. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَلِيَّ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، I invite myself and you to read Surah Al-Mu'minun. Read Surah Al-Mu'minun and reflect upon the lessons. And when I say read it, I don't mean that one of us grabs the Mus'haf and reads it in Arabic and then he doesn't know what he just read. What I mean by read it, as in read the Arabic text for the ajr associated with the recitation of the Quran and read the interpretation of the meaning in whichever language you speak, English, Urdu, what have you. Read it and see the lessons in it. It reflects our condition today. And it reflects the condition of the previous nations who were in the same situation and how Allah Azza wa Jal seized them with the punishment when they did not listen to the reminders and they did not obey the messengers. Listen to them. Read the ayat, powerful ayat. And sufficient for the khutbah now because of time limitation is to quote one ayah. After Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the command he gave to the messengers and then what happened with their nations and how the people continued to be disobedient, Allah says وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. And we have gripped them with the punishment, with the suffering, with the torment, but they did not yield to their Lord. They did not return to their Lord, وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, and they did not beg Him profusely. They did not beg Him with submission. These were the qualities of the kuffar. The qualities of the kuffar whom Allah destroyed. That the people of Noah and the people of Lut and the other people of Ad and all of them. Their quality was, when the punishment came to them, مَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. They did not yield towards their Lord. They did not change their ways, nor did they beg Allah Azza wa Jal to save them from the punishment. And when these two qualities became the main qualities in their lives, Allah Azza wa Jal sent His punishment upon them and there was no taking back. There was no return. There was no changing the situation. This is what is obligatory upon you and I, my brothers in Islam. Istikana. Yielding to Allah. Returning to Allah. This television set, this shaitan which you have speaking in your house, throw it away. Unless you are watching Islamic channels, which is very unlikely, unless you have it at some point in time in the day, most people don't have a TV for Islamic purposes. Those who have it, I'm not speaking to you. If you only watch TV, only Islam on TV, barakallahu feek. I'm not speaking to you. Anyone else. This television set, throw it outside of your house. This is among the reasons for destruction. Tell me how much naked woman can you avoid? And how much music can you avoid? And how much shirk, magic, and kufr can you avoid on TV? You cannot avoid it. You can flip the channels and you will flip from a wicked channel to a more wicked channel. Then to a more wicked channel and you continue going around among wicked channels. And people wonder why our home is full of shayateen. Because you brought their father into your house and it's about time you kick him out. This is a practical implementation of this istikaya and tabarru' to Allah. This television set. The radio. Unless you're playing Idha'at al-Quran al-Kareem, unless it's Quran and Hadith and Ilm 24 hours, if it's singing out music, whether it is from the radio or tapes or CD player, a DVD, it does not matter. Throw it out your house. Throw it out. before it is too late. We were not created for entertainment. We need to understand this. Islam allows us to have fun. Islam allows us to live our lives, however, within the guidelines and the limitations of Allah. Allah gave us limitations. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. This worldly life is meant to be a prison, my brothers in Islam. In prison you have a space, you get your food, you get that space to walk around, you may have a book to read in a prison cell, but you can't enjoy the outside. And that outside is haram, outside this prison cell. That's for the kafir. وَالدُّنْيَا جَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. The dunya is a paradise for the disbeliever, not for us. Don't say this is extreme. No, Habibi, this is not extreme. It is not extreme. You were not created to have fun. You were created to be patient and suffer to have fun in Jannah. If you want to hasten your fun today, you may never see it in the life to come. You choose for yourself what you think is best. Life without TV is great. You'll have plenty of time to keep the kinship ties, plenty of time to read Islamic books, plenty of time to read the Quran, plenty of time to spend with your children, and plenty of time to be kind to your neighbors. With the TV, you don't have time for yourself. Some people urinate on themselves because they don't have time to go to the bathroom since the soap opera was so, you know, catchy. So attractive. Families are destroyed because of a television set, because of a radio. Part of this returning to Allah is ridding ourselves from these dangerous elements in our lives. Try it. Turn off the TV and see how life will be. Turn off the TV and see how life will be. Allah will replace you with light in your heart, with satisfaction, with iman. You will never feel the need to watch TV again. But if you don't try, you will never know. This is one example. And I'm sure, brothers, each one of us knows his share of sins, his share of disobedience, his share of things which he needs to rid himself from in order for us to apply the ayah. So we may do istikana and we may yield to Allah and we may beg him to forgive us and show mercy to us. Each one of us has his own set. Let us strive to act upon them. We don't wish for another calamity. And we don't wish to lose brothers and sisters in Islam. But if we don't change our ways, this could be exactly what will happen to us in the future. Allahumma arhamna bi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Waghfir lana jami'an ya rabbal alameen. اللهم لا تصبنا بذنوبنا اللهم لا تصبنا بذنوبنا اللهم لا تصبنا بذنوبنا واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين وأوليائك المتقين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أقيم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة
مائدة وأنا ربكم فاتقون فتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم زبرا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون فذرهم في غمرتهم حتى حين أيحسبون أن ما نمد لهم من مال وبنين نسارع لهم في الخيرات بل لا يشعرون إن الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون والذين هم بآيات ربهم يؤمنون والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون ولا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق وهم لا يظلمون بل قلوبهم في غمرة من هذا ولهم أعمال من دون ذلك هم لها عاملون حتى إذا أخذنا مترفيهم بالعذاب إذا هم يجأرون لا تجأروا اليوم إنكم منا لا تنصرون قد كانت آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم على أعقابكم تنكصون مستكبرين به سامرا تهجرون أفلم يدبروا القول أم جاءهم ما لم يأتي آباءهم الأولين أم لم يعرفوا رسولهم فهم له منكرون أم يقولون به جنة بل جاءهم بالحق وأكثرهم للحق كارهون ولو اتبع الحق أهواءهم لفسدت السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن بل أتيناهم بذكرهم فهم عن ذكرهم معرضون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وإن لتدعوهم إلى صراط مستقيم وإن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة عن الصراط لناكبون ولو رحمناهم وكشفنا ما بهم من ضر للجوا في طغيانهم يعمهون ولقد أخذناهم بالعذاب فما استكانوا لربهم وما يتضرعون الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.